B-Pod Studios.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand here in Radio Row in Atlanta.
What's up, Boston?
Georgia World Congress Center. Zoe's back with us. This hour of coverage from Radio Row is brought to you by Bernardi Automotive Group. We have a guest with us in the Big Y World Class Market guest chair, a guy who's no stranger to the show.
Needs no introduction to the fans in Boston.
Yeah, it's because I brought a couple of ribeyes. That's why.
Oh, my God.
You said those were Cajun ribeyes?
Yeah.
I don't even taste it.
A little spicy. They put a little spice on there.
A little rub on there.
That's perfect.
A little
rub.
I like that.
Yeah, we don't usually do that.
Somebody put too much on it. They ruin it. It's like all hot in your mouth.
Well, our steaks
Steve by the way. Davios.
Thank you. You know, you really shouldn't do that to these steaks. So, you know, prime, I mean, it's crazy.
But do you have to do that, like, your chefs make different choices regionally? Like, you do that here in Atlanta?
Yeah, people.
Maybe not so much in Boston.
Correct. People down here like the spice. Yeah. They really do. You know, we have a restaurant here in Buckhead, so if you're coming down for the game, come see us.
One of the nice ladies that work for NFL Network, she's going around filming with the camera. She goes, oh, my God, I got to get with you guys. Who is this 98.5?
She goes, where are you guys?
We don't have food like this. And I said, well, this is the owner of Davio.
Well, this
Davio, she lives here.
She gave me a hug.
I love her.
She made me stand up and give her a big hug. That was so funny.
It was a moment. Nice. Yeah.
Well, I think she wanted my card so she can come in. So I'm not sure that was a genuine hug.
But just go in. Make a reservation. What do you need to know the owner for?
Not only
give you the phone number.
Not only do you do taste in the NFL, yes, but you guys do this big Gronk Nation raffle, right?
Yeah. It's an incredible raffle. Actually, we're doing it twice. We have two chances.
So what's the prize?
So you get what's the prize? You get to fly down here. It's beautiful Atlanta. You know, it's what, 75 degrees today? No.
71.
How about that snowstorm yesterday? Huh? Was that unbelievable? I came in Monday night because of the snowstorm. They shut down the whole city yesterday. It was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, you get to come down here right now?
Yeah.
Like this week for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's a big game.
And you get to go to the game.
Yeah, we can call it Super Bowl, right, on radio?
Yeah, we're just talking about it.
Yeah, so anyway, you get two tickets to the game.
Yep.
You get to fly down here. You get a hotel, right? Matt Light's on the phone.
Yep.
Get my light on.
We'll get to that.
He doesn't shut up.
Is that what you guys
do? He doesn't shut up when you put
him on. That little sign kind of threw me off. And then you get to go to the Taste of the NFL Saturday night with 32 chefs. It's absolutely incredible. You get to go to the pre-party before the game. I mean, it's really an incredible, incredible thing. But the best part of the whole thing, it's all for charity.
Wow.
We got Gronk's charity. We got, which is Children's Hospital. We got Matt's charity, which is the Lighthouse.
He looks like a lighthouse.
He's unbelievable, Matt. Is he on the phone?
Yeah. You want to talk to him?
It's a raffle.
It's a raffle. Yeah, it's $1 to get in. $10 minimum. Yes.
Matt Light.
So go to GronkRaffle.com.
Speak, Matt.
GronkRaffle.com.
Yes.
Matt Light, why are you always giving away such big prizes? Always.
I don't know. I mean, like, I'm a large man. I got a big belly. I say ho, ho, ho. It's like Santa, man. I mean, why?
Football
everybody
Santa.
Wants to be Santa. Yeah.
I know is not related to GronkRaffle.com, but last week, Matt Light went to a guy's front door in Quincy and gave him a Super Bowl trip.
That's a different
promotion that you were involved in. But, like, it's ridiculous how much stuff you're handing away
and
handing out.
And I saw the video of you and Gronk dancing, like he's trying to teach you these dance moves to promote the raffle.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I was trying to tell him that, you know, look, they're using him in the running game so much, that's nothing new. I mean, Gronk's been blowing people up in the run game for a long time, but because that's been such a big part of their offense, he's going to need to celebrate like a lineman. So I was trying to go over how linemen celebrate more than anything.
Great.
That's impressive.
Man, I got to tell you. So you say to me, you know, Steve, go down to Radio Row, go see Zoe. You know what's harder to get in here than the White House?
Yeah.
You would not believe what you have to do to get into
the security
building.
Is intense.
They ask you for your credentials in the parking lot. I said, well, I'm here to get my credentials.
Right.
And then they ask you three more times to even get to the door. I'm like,
listen,
unbelievable.
If you guys want to know how to sneak up on Zoe, particularly, though, I can give you a play-by-play. I sneak in through his backyards chasing turkeys and rimp them all the time. I can tell you exactly what he's doing when he's doing it.
Yeah, we need to get out. Yeah, I haven't shot a gun in a while. Let's go blow some heads off turkeys.
Doesn't that sound illegal?
No, seriously, man.
Yes, they call the cops on
you. Somebody, Tom?
Someone called the cops on you one day and rent them, did they not?
Oh, he was awesome. Yeah, I actually saw Zoe that same morning. It was
handcuffed.
Some guys in my backyard out there shooting turkeys.
Heads off.
Yeah,
right.
Well, he's got the bow and arrow, too.
big and he's scary looking, and I don't even want to let my kids out of the house. Yeah, we've had a lot of great moments in the woods all around. You know, your humble abode there, Mr. Zolak. But
who's listen, we? You got a partner on when you go do this?
His tracker.
It's the people that talk to him.
His dog.
That's funny about him being his wife Susie is a vegetarian. So he goes out.
ISIS.
She's unbelievable. Like he comes home with these dead animals that he's just killed, and he goes into with a kitchen sink and cleans them out. And I said to Susie, "How do you deal with this?"
You know what they say: behind every grotesque man is a beautiful woman.
Yeah, very true.
So what are we gonna do? $10? $10
right,
is the minimum.
Tell us the deal one more time.
Go.
GronkRaffle.com. That's it. And we're going to be pulling the winner Friday at 2 o'clock and get as many tickets as you want. We got some great incentives. And, you know, look, we're doing this. We're having fun. We're giving stuff away. It might as well be you, right?
Steve said this thing's gone through the roof since Brady put it on his Instagram page.
Yeah, well, he's helped. Yeah. But so what's going to happen is, so he's going to pull the winner, and then Saturday morning they're going to get on a plane. They're going to fly down to Atlanta. That's Delta awesome. Helped us with that. And then they're going to come right out to Davio's in Buckhead, and I'm going to give them the tickets, the whole package. And then they're going to hang out with us, have lunch at Davio's, and then they're going to go to the Taste of the NFL that night.
Wow.
That's
a great event.
That's the best event of the
Very big
the,
event. Well, I mean, all for a great cause.
It's incredible. You know, we got a country band.
Yeah, and by the way, apparently they're playing a football game on Sunday, too, which is weird. I mean, because we got a lot of other stuff we're focused on right now.
Yeah, yeah. And then they get to go to the pre-party, too, which is always good.
That's good. That's
very cool.
Those tickets are.
Matt, you're coming down, too?
You know, I think I'm going to,
That's a no. That's a no.
He's going to watch it on his
plate in this thing.
Hey, come on, man. No, look, I do believe in this team, man. I'll tell you, I don't know, you know, you guys have been talking about every point under the sun, and you've been exhausting, you know, this matchup, but I'm going to tell you, it's very reminiscent of the early, you know, years when we were winning them, and I got a good feeling, man.
Yeah, Matt believes in this team, but he believes in the comfort of his family room even more. I don't blame you.
Well, in and of itself should tell you he's a smart guy, you know? All right, Matt, appreciate
it. Matt, we appreciate it. Good luck with it.
Hey, Matt, I just want to thank you for doing this. You're an amazing, amazing guy to partner with. This has been a lot of fun.
Well, I appreciate it, brother. You too, man. This has been great.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
All right, former Patriot Matt Light and Steve DiFilippo doing a great job. GronkRaffle.com. You can win a trip to the Super Bowl.
So you find out Friday afternoon if you win, and then Saturday morning you get on the plane.
Right. So if you get a call at 2 o'clock from a very deep voice man, all right, and he's going to talk to you about, you know, dropping off a dumpster or something, it's probably Matt because he's going to goof with you. So he likes what he likes to do. He likes to do a little practical joke on the caller. And then he's got, you know, we've done this before. They hang up on him and stuff.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
Yeah, that's you hear a dying turkey gobbling in the background.
I have one question.
Matt. Sure.
So, you know, you leave Massachusetts, you go to Dunkin' Donuts. You get Dunkin' Donuts here, you get it in Florida. It doesn't taste the same.
Does Davio's taste
the same?
Yeah, well, it's the same steak. We fly down Foley fish. We fly down our meat. We actually can fly down our grated cheese, our tomatoes. Everything comes down from Boston.
Do you still do the Wake 180 in
Yes, we have
Buckhead
the menu
too?
Here. Yeah,
wow.
Of course. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I had it last night. Sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Be heading there tomorrow.
Yeah, Paige would be very upset with me if I went off the thing. So.
All right. Don't go
anywhere. Thanks,
man. Appreciate it, Steve.
Okay,
we'll
thank
see you.
You
around. Steve DiFilippo with us in the Big Y World Class Market guest chair. We'll be back from Radio Row.
Zolak and Bertrand live on Radio Row 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center, presented by DCU Digital Federal Credit Union on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand. Zoe, Bert Breer, Hardy, Beetle. We're all here.
Yeah.
We're all here. Radio Row. 617-779-0985. Sean in Atlanta has been hanging on through all of our interviews, and we want to get to his call. Sean, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Zoe, Beetle?
What's up?
Is it right now to be a Patriots fan, but just a Boston sports fan in general? We win this game. I'm going to just say, I'm convinced that God is a Patriots fan, born in Dorchester or something like that.
Right.
But, God's from Dorchester.
I called
I've often said
you know
that,
what? We worked in Dorchester. I don't think God was born there.
God, OFD.
Yeah,
he's got a bumper sticker on his car and everything.
I called. There was a guy earlier calling about the nightlife in Atlanta. But before I get to that, real quick, I live in Atlanta now. I'm from Mission Hill, though.
Okay.
On a regular weekend, I call Marietta Street Lansdowne South. So for the listeners at home, this is going to be like a home game when they're watching on TV.
Huh.
Aside from the fans that all travel with the Patriots during the Super Bowl anyway, it's like 10% of the population is probably Bostonians.
Yeah, we even counted a lot of Patriots fans down here who live here.
My brother,
Hardy's talked about the rally last year.
I think that, like, the official, if there is such a thing, like Patriots fan club in Atlanta is the biggest one outside of New England.
We went to McCormick and Schmick's yesterday. I booked a reservation with the hostess. She's from Woonsocket. So, oh my God, yes, the Patriots are here. The lady here, she's from here. Same thing from back home. The lady back here checked my ID. She goes, she saw the Patriot thing. She goes, oh, my God, I'm from Cambridge. So, like, people on the ground here.
A lot of transplants.
My brother-in-law lived in Marietta, and he said it was easy to find people to watch Red Sox games, Celtics games, whatever with.
Lansdowne South.
Definitely. But about the nightlife.
Yeah,
I first moved down here, my first time going to a strip club in Atlanta, I swear on everything that I love, like, I felt like I was going to be stricken down right where I stood. It was like,
God himself,
the hand of God,
that God from Dorchester was going to come down and just, that was going to be it for
the hand of God, OFD.
Listen, if you've never been to a strip club before, Atlanta is where you want to do it. And they got everything for every preference anybody wants. You know,
Patrick Ewing can vouch for that, right?
Let's get another religious reference in here. Would you call it the Mecca of strip clubs here in Atlanta?
I absolutely would.
Okay.
Absolutely would.
Make a pilgrimage. All right,
Sean.
The Jerusalem of strip clubs.
Don't try to tell me something's banging on a Friday night when everything's rented out.
Like everything's fake.
Clubs get cleared out.
Like whenever the Super Bowl goes anywhere, everything like almost everything about it, except for like maybe in New Orleans, everything's fake. Like, so they know there's going to be however many hundreds of thousands of people here because of the game.
Yeah.
And they build these big tents and these like temporary venues.
Right.
And it's just not the same as a city normally would be.
Exactly. You walk through that city. Walk through the same city next week, and it's going to look totally different.
Right. Well, it's like a little bit like a circus.
Yeah.
The circus comes to town. It's there. It picks up and leaves after the show's done.
Although I'm told that the Ferris wheel is a permanent fixture.
I asked somebody.
Did you guys build this for the Super Bowl, or was this here? Because that last time I was in Atlanta was like 10 years ago, and
I don't think
this was here. And they're like, no, it was built 3 or 4 years.
They brought in the cars, though.
I didn't remember the Ferris wheel either. When I asked if it was temporary or permanent, somebody looked at me like I was the dumbest person on earth.
Yeah,
They did a wrap, and they changed. He said they changed the cars.
Each of the cars has a
logo of a team. But they just put like a car wrap around each one on the Ferris wheel.
Probably makes a lot more sense than actually taking each car off and replacing it with another.
Yep.
Just a
it's like a radio station, you know?
Well, it's like the light rail.
Oh, yeah. Rewrap them.
Right.
I wouldn't want to wrap that one at the top, though. You got to club through them girders, get up there, bring that wrap and the spackle up there with you.
The light rail has, like, the Patriot and Ram logos on it, too, I think.
They've been decked out. They all look like the Super Bowl logo.
When Ryan Gosling goes out after Rachel McAdams in the Notebook and he's crawling up that Ferris wheel and he finds a way to flip up and get all the way up top and hang, his pants come down. He goes, I'm not going to grab my pants. You got to promise you go on a date with me right now or I'm going to fall.
I share your love of romantic comedies, but I haven't seen that one.
So you
can't
see Notebook?
I can't back you up on that.
I haven't seen it either.
No.
Mike is in the truck. Hey, Mike.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, you guys got more visitors than the post office, for God's sake. Hey, what I wanted to bring up was the game is going to be won and lost in the 10 seconds before the snap. Brady's going to be able to read, you know, kill plays and make plays. Goff, with the way they send the messages in before from McVay, he's going to have issues because the Pats are going to be dancing around. They're going to have one down lineman. They're going to be changing and running around 5 seconds before the snap and changing the look. And it's going to confuse him, and that's where the mistakes are going to happen. And so, I think Jared Goff's going to lose that game.
This is an interesting thing that you bring up because obviously that got out there last year that McVay was doing that. And the Rams have actually come up with a way to combat that, which is they do what's called like muddle huddle.
Yeah.
You know, like they come to the line, Goff gives the guys the play, they go to the line, and then they'll snap it before 15 seconds to make sure that they can maintain that advantage. And so the Rams have found a way to deal with it, and if teams are waiting, like they've gotten teams on this before. Like teams will be waiting till the 15-second mark to switch what they're doing, and the ball will be snapped, and they'll be caught flat-footed. So it's sort of hard to do that because McVay's played games with that too.
All right, Bert Breer is with us here on Radio Row. You sticking around?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Bert's going to stick around, and we've got one more segment. And we can continue with your calls, 617-779-0985. We'll get to today's takeaways coming up at 1:50.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Super Bowl week continues. Radio Row here in Atlanta. We were joined by Rob Ryan just a little while ago, who said in 2 days we'd find out what his next job was. Turns out it only took 2 minutes. He's been hired as the inside linebackers coach with the Redskins. Bruins lost their first game back from the All-Star break 4-3 last night in a shootout. Patrice Bergeron, the goal scorer, not once but twice. David Pastrnak with a goal. Brad Marchand assisting on all three, but it wasn't enough as they did suffer the loss. They'll stay home to take on the Flyers tomorrow night. The Hornets are in town to play the Celtics tonight, 7 o'clock pregame. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell, as always, will have the call. Tip off at 7:30 right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Recovery Centers of America, inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment in Danvers and Westminster. They'll take your call 24 hours a day, 1-800-RECOVERY, or visit recoverycentersofamerica.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines coming up in 30 minutes.
It's Zolak and Bertrand, live on Radio Row on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Live on Radio Row at the Georgia World Congress Center. Zolak and Bertrand, presented by DCU, Digital Federal Credit Union, on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I don't want to know, no, who's taking you home, I'm loving you so.
The hell is this?
Does this have an Atlanta tie-in, T-Bone? Says in Atlanta?
Oh, Maroon 5.
This is Maroon 5.
Oh, right. Oh. You don't even think this is Maroon 5.
It doesn't sound like them.
And what did I say about them last week? Like, everybody, all their songs now, all their current songs, they all sound the same.
Well, it's like all the same thing. Like, they're like the group that you don't know any of their songs. Then you hear them. It's like, oh, yeah, I've heard that. In like the waiting room of the dentist's office or the elevator.
Yeah, supermarket.
Supermarket, yep.
Something like that. I did get a kick out of
supermarket music.
Rich Shirt and Leave. It is, right?
Yeah. Just rolling down aisle 4.
Yeah, this hour.
Get some Cheerios.
This hour of coverage from Radio Row is brought to you by Bernardi Automotive Group. Rich Shirt and Leave from Toucher and Rich the other night was
fantastic.
We're going to get to that.
Oh, the Matt Light stuff?
What?
Oh, real quick. Matt Light just texted. They actually tracked while he was on speaking to us when Steve came on with us. Steve, in a matter of 13 minutes, they made an additional $8,000 spike when you were on air with us. So congratulations, man.
You took it.
Raise another $8,000 for the kids. That's great, man.
There it is.
And charities. Thank you. Yeah. So there you
That's
go.
Fantastic. All
right.
Matt said, tell everybody thank you out there.
Awesome.
So we had a big spike.
The other day, Rich Shirtley from Touch and Rich, when he was at opening night, was asking players, including Akib Tlaib, what their favorite Maroon 5 song was.
He went up to it and he was like,
that was so great.
Everybody knows Maroon 5 is the greatest band of all time.
Right.
And everybody's got a favorite song. What's yours?
I would say that opening night is made for people like Rich Shirtley.
Oh.
creative, funny types that can, like, go in and ask weird questions and put people in awkward spots.
Rich was in his element.
Yes, he was. He most certainly
was. I think he's the only guy that looks forward to opening night. I really do.
Oh, he loves it.
Coaches
hate it. We do, because we've got, like, a good sort of
We look forward to it because it adds content to our program.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we got to hustle over there, set up. Our guys bust their ass. It's a grind. You know what I mean? I'm saying from a grind perspective. Rich just, like, can't wait. Yeah, I'll set it up. Let's do it all. We'll be there for 5 hours. Rich would stay there for 10 hours to do that if he could.
Yeah. Roger Goodell was speaking, and is it still going on? Is he still talking, or is it ended?
It might still be going on. It was supposed to be the 1 o'clock hour. What time is it?
It's 1:40. It's probably still going on.
He's still going on.
Okay, he's still speaking. So Roger Goodell, you were telling me a minute ago,
I'm just annoyed. Well, he said he acknowledged that that Al Riveron, the head of officiating, called Sean Payton and said they got it wrong, right? And that they've talked with the Benson family about it. And so all of that's happened. But then he said again, like, this is a problematic situation because it was a no call, and we really want to, like, do we really want to have robots officiating our game? And the answer to my answer to that question is yes. Like, yeah, we want to get it right. Like, no, I'm serious.
I'm not scared by your question. The answer is yes.
Here's the biggest issue, right? The biggest issue to me is, why is it that me or you or you or you can be sitting on our couch at home, and they are using the technology that they have to deliver us a great view at, like, 7 different angles of what happened. And they're not using that same technology to get it right in the game.
And
it's unbelievable. And it's Think about it that way.
It's compounded by the fact that we're watching it even, like, on a 20-second delay.
Right.
So how is it taking them, like, longer than we need, and even longer when you factor in that they're doing it, like, in real time?
Here's the saddest part nobody's talking about.
What?
And you had two bang-bang type plays like that where you look at the Saints play, and we all know that they totally effed that up. And then you get the Edelman play on the muff.
Right.
That all the angles you're talking about, that they can look at it so from a minute perspective, look at it and say, he didn't touch it. We're overruling it. But yet you can't do a damn thing about the Saints review.
Right.
And there's 13 different angles.
And the Edelman one was far more questionable than the Saints
one.
That's my point.
Holy smokes. Like, you can't get anything more cut and dry, black and white, than the Saints.
Well, here's the thing.
If it's not interference, it's targeting.
This is why Goodell's wrong, Bert. This is why he's wrong. It's not about adding robots. And we joke about, yeah, we'll take the robots. It's that the game moves too fast for the guys who are on the field.
Right.
And we had a caller earlier who said, oh, they're too old. You need younger guys. Even if you had world-class athletes out there speed-wise, health-wise, running with the speed of the sport, I still don't think that it's going to work.
Everything's moving too fast.
Everything's moving too fast. And now when we have the technology in terms of how we watch and record the game.
I mean, you guys have seen what it looks like.
It's there. Everyone can see when they get it wrong. And so just when you get it wrong, use that same thing we're seeing to change it.
You guys have seen what it looks like on the ground, right?
Yep.
The fact that anybody can make heads or tails out of what's going on down there, you have to train your eyes to do that. Like, what is so hard about the idea, we're going to just park someone in the booth, and he's going to watch the TV feed. And if it's obvious, you know what he's going to do? He's going to buzz down to the referee, and he's going to say, throw the flag or don't throw the flag. Pick up the flag, don't pick up the flag.
Yeah.
They're so worried about the sanctity of those guys that are standing out there on the field. Like, what are we doing in 2019 when the guy is walking over to a booth on the sideline to go and review a play?
They were huddling.
When it's just as easy to have, you could put someone upstairs.
I got in.
Why is that so hard?
Bob put me in my place in the Pittsburgh game because it was a tight game. And something happened at the end. I forget what the hell it was. And it went against New England. And I'm going nuts because New York signaled down to whoever the head guy was in Pittsburgh. And they huddled and picked up a flag or did something to get the call right. Because New York saw something. They stopped the game and did that. And I'm like, I don't understand how this could happen. This is bull. I'm like, they can do this under four. They're allowed to do that.
Right.
Like, it is what it is. That's the rules, though.
I just don't, let them use it. And I'm not saying.
Bert, this is Super Bowl. This should be Breeze versus Brady.
Yeah. And I
that was like week two. That's the Super Bowl. You were going to the Super Bowl.
And if I was Sean Payton, I'd be wearing a clown shirt, too. Like, I'm sorry. Like, this is just not good enough. Like, the fact that.
And I don't know why we're so hung up on, well, this is the way it's always been. And you know why they didn't do you know why this didn't exist in 1960? Because they didn't have the technology to do it. All right? And maybe in 1975 or 1985, they would have used the technology that way if they had it, but they didn't have it.
2001, I watched the Patriots' first Super Bowl championship. It's in low def. You can't see anything.
We have the technology.
It's offensive.
Now. Like, why? Like, what
we
is
have
so hard
the sausage.
About, what is so hard about getting it right? Like, what is so hard about wanting
is that
to get
ball
it right?
In or out? I can't see. It's not in high
def. Again, I'm not saying that you, like, sit there and you're, like, legislating every holding call. It shouldn't be that. But the obvious ones, like, have someone in the booth who's buzzing down to the official and saying, you throw that flag.
It shouldn't require challenges of judgment calls. It shouldn't require challenges
of... It's not that hard.
No, just get the call right. And ultimately, that's what everybody wants. Just get the call right.
Right.
And that way, there's no room for whining on either side.
I mean, do you think, like, no one would have been upset if that flag was thrown? No one.
Nope. No.
No one. Because it was obvious.
Yes.
I mean, Roby Coleman would have been a goat. Like, that's... He got bailed out.
He laughed about it after he knew he committed a foul.
Right.
The tough part is,
yeah,
it's a double foul.
Yeah.
So if it's not one, it's an easy out. You got the other. It's not at the BPI. We got him for targeting. He went head to head. Yep.
John is in Winchendon today. John. John, you
Johnny.
There?
John.
Going once.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Go ahead.
How are you?
Hey, not bad. You?
Good. Good.
Hey, just good. Two things. First off, I just want to know how the Pats are going to adjust if they lose the coin toss, because I know during the playoffs, Dave.
And you get the ball to start in the second half. What are you going to do? Kick off and you go play D.
Yeah, exactly. But it doesn't mess up their tempo, because that's what they've been doing in the playoffs is kicking the ball, running it down the defensive throat, going down, getting seven.
They didn't win. They didn't win in the AFC Championship game. They didn't win the toss.
I'll guarantee you this.
They had the ball first.
Yeah, Andy Reid gave them the ball first.
They didn't win.
I'll guarantee you this. Matt Slater will call heads. That's going to happen on Sunday.
Yep.
I bet they don't have any prop bets on that one.
Yep.
Jackie Slater would always call heads. Matt's going to call heads.
Yeah, because they're the road team, right? So they
yeah, they're the road team.
Yeah,
whites.
They get to call it.
Yep.
Nick is in the car today. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I think that part of the key to the Patriots' success this weekend is doing what they've been doing over the past 4 weeks, and that's really spreading their offense. They've, I think between Dorsett and Hogan, they basically accumulated about a third of their total receptions and yardage just in the past 4 weeks. I think it was pretty evident last week, especially when you basically give everybody a chance, they can't cover everybody. Same way you guys start. Great show as always. Listen to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. Spread them out is what he's saying. I think you're going to see that. You're going to see that at different points. It's not going to be every play, but they're going to do that when they need to. Because, well, we've talked about this all week long. When they need to dump off to those backs to avoid the rush, they will.
Sure.
Yep.
I mean, they've faced two. Now, there's a little bit of a difference this week. They faced two teams that have pass rushers. First two rounds of the playoffs, Bosa and Ingram, with the Chargers, and then obviously Ford and Houston and Chris Jones with the Chiefs. This is a little different that you got two interior guys.
Yes.
And so the challenge, I think, changes a little bit. And this is the sort of these are the sorts of guys that have caused problems for Brady in the past.
All right, Bert, appreciate you coming by today.
You got it, guys.
Good seeing you. Enjoy the week. I know everybody's busy. Try and enjoy it.
Nice.
Coming up next, today's takeaways on Zolak and Bertrand from Atlanta.
Zolak and Bertrand live on Radio Row 98.5, the Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Today's takeaway is brought by Wake 180 Weight Loss, a program that helped that super duper hooper, Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston, lose 25 pounds, and he's still counting. Keep on going, Kyle. It's the way to go. What's stopping you from getting a Wake 180 Weight Loss?
All right, let's get to the takeaways. We'll start with Hardy's question to Zoe about Big Daddy Rich Salgado.
Let's say, hypothetically, a guy you played with in college, also played in the league, did pretty well money-wise, still at this age, is going into community media rooms and stuffing his bag full of chips and granola bars and things like that to eat later. Would you say that's overkill, or would you see that's being fiscally responsible?
I think that's being physically responsible and being hungry.
Yes. And the training table. Remember the training table? We bring our bags and pack our rolls and sandwiches.
But there's a fine line between being smart with your money and just being cheap, isn't there?
Well, it's not about being cheap.
Why should I pay $5 for the same bag of chips in my life?
Yeah, well, listen, you know what? If it's free, take three, right?
It's free, take three. Yeah. All kinds of signs of Maryland. Yeah.
Look to your left.
Who's all kind of signs of Maryland.
Oh, my God. He did it again.
So, is there anything else in that bag?
Jimmy, babe, my kid, my Brody chips, will eat this
Doritos
in 10 minutes.
Oh! Yeah.
What else do you carry in here?
You take everything out.
Hairspray.
Hairspray.
Yeah, personal products.
Earbuds.
I got Q-tips for my waxy ears because they're always
itchy.
And that's it.
There's always stuff he's stolen from the media room. That's great.
Stuff. I got to get some water bottles now. The $3 in the hotel lobby.
I take a water bottle with me every day. That one, I go downstairs. That one I'm down
I'm
with.
So thirsty. I walk in. It was $3.25 for a small bottle of water. I'm like, I'd get a case at Walgreens next door if I want to run across the street.
Well, I opted to go green for the week, right? I'm like, no, I don't need...
What do you mean?
I don't need towels every day. I don't need my sheets changed. I don't need my bed made. I'm like, no, that's fine. And you get some, you know, some rewards points when you do
that. If you think that not getting new towels in your hotel room every day is going to save the planet, I got news for you.
Hey, you know, think globally, act locally, Beetle. All right. But the fact is, I don't get my water bottle replaced, so I take one with me. I'm not stuffing it full of the fun pack, the Frito-Lay fun pack, though. That's out of line.
Well, speaking of goods and products, I mean, Zoe, you got a lot of dippables there. A lot of those.
I do. I can dip everything, and the French onion dip is my favorite. A hell of a good French onion dip.
Yeah, they have a new tagline as well. And this hour of coverage from Radio Row is brought to you by the hell of a good football dip.
Lick it.
Is that the phrase?
Size of it.
Is
that fingers.
The catch-all there?
The tagline?
Nope. Tagline.
Nope. But dip is
hell of a good football dip.
I licked that old
lick
bowl.
It.
Lick that bowl clean. Remember when David Wallace got removed from Dunder Mifflin? And his kid was playing the drums. He's in there making peanut butter jelly seeds. He created this thing called Suck It.
That's right. And sucked up the toys.
For our good friends at hell of a good, that are very good to me, because I love all of their dips that are made with real cream and real milk and all those great spices. I wanted to say they're so good, lick the bowl instead of lick it. I am licking the dip, so it is it. Lick it. Lick that dip.
Lick it.
You can take that dippable, dip it in, lick it off, eat it, crunch it.
Mm.
Like I said,
hell of a good.
Get you going.
Lick it.
Hell of a good. Lick it.
I'll voice the spots. I don't need to do the endorsement. I'll just voice them.
Yeah. You win one of four great prizes. You could get the smart TV. You can win tickets to the game next year. You could eat chips and dip with me, or you just come over to my house and lick it. There's four different things you win, and we're up and running.
We had a conversation on the show today about Bert's shoes that he was wearing.
What are they?
They're Allbirds. Very popular. Very popular.
Are they?
They have a lot of online marketing. A lot of people are all about them. And it's funny, because after he had talked about them here, there are other people over here that were asking about his shoes.
Yeah, because you know why? They look like something I would get at Nordstrom's for my 9-year-old.
And he continues to offer people. I will say this. Bert keeps offering to allow people to try on his shoes.
That's so weird.
And now it's getting a little bit weird.
Yeah.
A little weird.
They're the suede ones with the white bottoms. I've come to love the Vince. The Vince are wide and they're very comfortable.
Oh my God.
Vince. They're called Vince. V-I-N-C-E. There's a store at the outlets. You should go check it out.
Oh, maybe I will.
Nice suede shoes.
I forgot to ask if they run true to size,
though. Jesus. It smells.
Oh, Felger just walked in. He's huffing and puffing. He's got a bit of a sweat going.
Is he Dairy Queen? You know he's bad.
He's got an ice cream and a soda with him, which means, you know, he's like,
Jesus Christ.
Felger, get over here.
Come over.
Come here.
Oh, my God.
Come here. Come on. Crossover. Never do crossovers. How do you get? I saw you that one day in Nantucket. You didn't drink a bunch of us. You had a bunch of rosé. Couple shots in Nantucket. Take the hat off so people
can
see
off
the
because
eyes.
That was the.
Oh my God!
I get clownishly hungover.
Is it from not eating or is it like the lack of carbs?
I don't know. I can't drink, dude. I can't drink.
Does he smell?
I can't drink.
Oh my God!
Oh my feet walked in. He smells like liquor.
I can't drink. And then again, on Murray's program, it's
you
like, forget about it.
You didn't text me or anything
last year. I thought they were.
Murray's program.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
Oh, God. I can't drink anymore.
That's horrible.
I'm looking forward to your show. Are you today?
I think the show will help me.
The show will help him.
Yeah, I'll take it on Patriots fans. What are we crying about?
Why would I take it on a Patriots fan? You're in the building to help liquor.
What perceived non-slight are we going to cry about today?
What time did it all come up? What time did you feel it starting to?
I've been puking all morning, basically.
How about the Uber ride?
Oh, my God.
I don't remember it. Murray's got to fill that in.
But, like, ruins, like, wow, you smell bad.
Are you legit don't remember?
Oh, my God, dude.
Pieces.
Okay, we'll let you guys get into
that. Yeah, that's for
you
guys. Vomit on your cheeks?
And if you saw how much I drank, you'd be like, what's your problem? Well, what's your deal, dude?
Yeah, because you don't drink that much.
You don't even drink.
You had seven glasses of rosé, like, two shots, and you talked
to your can't drink. I can't drink.
Oh, my God. I talked to Maz a couple minutes ago. He goes, oh, I stuck to beer. I'm fine.
Yeah.
That smell.
Maz doesn't look even a little bit out of sorts.
It smells like, you know, you go to Christmas and that drunk uncle that's there.
I was going to say.
His clothes are in mothballs.
It's daddy's drunk smell.
Yeah.
That's the smell. Yep.
And he smokes cigars in his car.
Because it's not B.O. It's not anything dirty. It's just.
All right, buddy. Have a good 4 hours. Yeah,
all right. We'll have to play that Burt clip on the shoes some other time. Awesome.
Man.
Felger and Maz are coming up. Last night was that night for their show here in Atlanta. We're back tomorrow at 10 a.m. with another even fuller cast of characters to join us along the way. Felger and Maz next. Have an awesome day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.